Time now for the news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast shows a 60% chance of rain with some slight chances of snow. Little to no snow accumulation is expected. Today's high will be in the low 40s. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Fairfield Community High School District 255 will hold a special board meeting tomorrow, Wednesday, November the 16th at 4 p.m. in the FCHS District office. The focus of the meeting will be to approve the application of a school maintenance grant for FY23. More news right after this break.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make. Your funeral arrangements at Golston Funeral Home in McLeansboro, they encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements at Golston Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
And now, the rest of the news. The Illinois Eastern Community Colleges Board will meet tonight at 6:15 at Wabash Valley College in Main Hall 101. Items up for discussion include articulation agreements with EIU, ISU, McKendree, and SIU. Also up for approval are the 2022 Estimated Tax Levy Resolution, Marathon Property Tax Agreement, FY2022 Audit, the Annual Financial Report, purchase of two 2019 Wabash trailers, and a resolution to invest in ISDLAF. The board will also enter an executive session. Republic Trash Services is announcing that they will be on a one-day delay for the week of the Thanksgiving holiday. Residents are asked to have their trash cans set out by 6 a.m. Saturday, November the 26th. As part of Fairfield Memorial Hospital's continued efforts to help bring the Kicks for Kids shoe program to Wayne and Edwards County kids, FMH is having a 50-50 cornucopia of shoes raffle fundraiser, just in time for holiday shopping. You can purchase a 50-50 raffle ticket to help support the program starting now. The monies raised during the 50-50 raffle event will be used to purchase shoes to benefit underprivileged children in Wayne and Edwards County. In addition to being able to purchase raffle tickets, sponsorship opportunities are also available. For a $30 donation, you can be a superhero sponsor to be used towards the purchase of a pair of socks and shoes for a child. The 50-50 raffle sales started on Wednesday, November the 9th, and the winner will be drawn the morning of November 25th, just in time for all of the holiday sales after Thanksgiving. Ticket prices are 1 for $5, 10 for $30, 25 for $60. To purchase tickets or to donate to the program, call Shauna Williams, FMH Marketing Director, at 847-8242, or Mary Knight, Executive Assistant Staff Accountant in Administration, at 847-8243. A crowd of nearly 75 supporters gathered on Sunday, October the 30th, to congratulate CISNY FFA members participating in the 95th National FFA Convention. For CISNY members, Grace Milligan, Jaslyn Billington, Caldwell, Malcolm Levi, and Zach Paul received American FFA degrees. Each recipient explained his or her supervised agricultural experience, current studies and/or employment, and future plans. Miles Levi spoke on behalf of his brother Malcolm, who was serving in active duty. Members who competed in the National Parliamentary Procedure Leadership Development event were also recognized and presented a demonstration for the audience. Prior to the reception, team members Noah Atwood, Abigail Biggs, Isabella Klein, Kevin Hyder, Emily Milner, and Avery Smith also enjoyed a fire truck escort through CISNY, courtesy of the Bedford Township Fire Department. Edwards County Farm Bureau leaders are excited to call the Edwards County Board of Commissioners an ally in agriculture after the board's adoption of a pro-agriculture resolution solidifying local elected officials' support for farmers. Our farming community would like to thank members of the Edwards County Board for showing their support by adopting this resolution, said Jason Balding, CFB president. Agriculture is a major economic driver in Edwards County, and this resolution shows our elected officials have our backs when making those important decisions affecting our farms and livelihoods. Edwards County commissioners adopted the resolution in September following conversations with local farm leaders. Agriculture and related industries generate over $58 million in sales in Edwards County. According to the U.S. Census on Agriculture, there are 291 farms in the county. Farm property in Edwards County provides 47% of the taxable value, supporting essential services to the residents in the county. Local elected officials across the state are showing their support of their agricultural communities through the adoption of pro-agriculture resolutions. Counties work with their local farm bureau to better understand the role agriculture plays in their local economy, such as providing jobs and generating property tax revenue, which is used to fund services for all citizens. The result is a strong working relationship between county officials and the agriculture community. Agriculture is the state's largest industry, and passage of these pro-agriculture resolutions show that our elected officials understand that agriculture goes far beyond providing food and fuel, according to Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert Jr. When commissioners pass these resolutions, they are showing their commitment to working with farm leaders so they can confidently be champions of agriculture. Harvesting is wrapping up in Illinois. With nearly 6 days suitable for field work, crop statistician Mark Slusner says harvest progress is moving along. Winter wheat planting is complete and 74% has emerged. 35% of the winter wheat crop is rated in good to excellent condition, up 1 point from last week. 94% of corn and 98% of soybeans have now been harvested, both ahead of the 5-year average. Pasture conditions improved to 41% in good to excellent condition. Average statewide topsoil moisture declined to 11% very short, 17% short, 71% adequate, and 1% surplus. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 5.62 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.04 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.5 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.36 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.6 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.93 feet. Today's crude oil price is $78.87, down $3.09 from yesterday. The January crude oil price is $85.31, down $2.10 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Raise Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Raise offers row tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. They also deliver gravel for your driveway. Raise has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only a small down payment when ordered and payment in full when installed or financing is now available. Raise Rental now has 1- and 2-bedroom houses for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602. Raise Mowing and Backhoe is now hiring. Pick up an application today by visiting the store at 1016 East Main Street, right here in Fairfield. For water, sewer, and electrical line trenching, or gravel for your driveway, give Raise a call at 516-1602.
Local and Area Deaths, brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Joseph A. Klein, 66, of Fairfield, died Friday, November the 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial to follow in Richland Cemetery, south of Boylston. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. George Tidwell, 73, of Norris City, died on Wednesday, November the 9th. A graveside memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, November the 19th, at Powell Cemetery in Norris City. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW-WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for a 60% chance of rain with some chances of snow. Little to no snow accumulation is expected. Today's highs will be in the lower 40s. Reporting for WFIW-WOKZ News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Time now for a Tuesday check of sports. Major League Baseball is announcing this year's Rookie of the Year awards. Mariners outfielder Julio Rodriguez came out on top for the American League, beating out Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman and Guardians left fielder Stephen Kwan. Rodriguez became the fifth player in Seattle team history to win the award. For the National League, Braves outfielder Michael Harris II took the award. He bested Atlanta pitcher Spencer Strider and Cardinals third baseman Brendan Donovan. Harris was the ninth player in Braves team history to earn the award. The Miami Marlins are the first major U.S. professional sports team with women serving in the top two front office positions. Caroline O'Connor was named the Marlins President of Business Operations. The Marlins hired O'Connor as a senior vice president in 2017 and she moved up to chief operating officer 2 years later. She'll handle the Marlins off-field business, while general manager Kim Ang runs on-field matters. The Chicago Cubs are officially parting ways with one of the final members of their 2016 World Series squad. The team released outfielder Jason Hayward on Monday. The team announced in August that it would be moving on from Hayward in the offseason, and the outfielder didn't play in the final three games of the season. The 33-year-old spent 7 seasons with the Cubs. He hit .204 with 1 home run and 10 RBIs last season. 3 University of Virginia football players are dead after a shooting. Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry were all killed on Monday by former football player Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., who has since been caught by the police. 2 others were also injured in the shooting. Jones has been charged with 3 counts of second-degree murder and 3 counts of using a handgun in commission of a felony. The incident took place on a charter bus after students were returning to campus from a field trip. The Philadelphia Eagles suffered their first loss of the season on Monday Night Football as the Washington Commanders upset their divisional rivals 32-21 in Philly. The Eagles trailed 20-14 at halftime after Joey Sly nailed a 58-yard field goal. Washington led by 9 points to start the fourth quarter. Terry McLaurin had 128 receiving yards for Washington, who improved to 5-5 on the season. Jalen Hurts threw for 175 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception, and added a rushing score. The once-perfect Eagles are now 8-1. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is advocating that the NFL allow coaches to challenge plays under 2 minutes. He said during his video conference on Monday, providing the team has a challenge, they should have the opportunity to challenge really any play. Belichick brought up the proposed rule change after being asked about a key play in the Vikings' overtime victory over the Bills. NFL Senior Vice President of Officiating Walt Anderson said the play, which was critical in setting up a tying field goal to send the game into overtime, should have been reviewed and ruled incomplete. Here's a look at Monday's scoreboard in junior high basketball. Fairfield JV beat Edwards County 34-23. In varsity, Edwards County defeated Fairfield 43-39. In high school girls basketball, it was the Edwards County JV squad beating Wayne City 31-10. In varsity play, Wayne City fell to Edwards County 48-34. In NFL action, it was the Commanders over the Eagles 32-21. And in the NBA, the Raptors beat the Pistons 115-111. The Hornets beat the Magic 112-105. The Celtics defeated the Thunder 126-122. And the Heat took down the Suns 113-112. The Rockets fell to the Clippers 122-106. It was the Hawks over the Bucks 121-106. And the Warriors beat the Spurs 132-95. In hockey, the Islanders beat the Senators 4-2. It was the Flames over the Kings 6-5. The Hurricanes shut out the Blackhawks 3-0. And the Blues beat the Avalanche 3-2. In college basketball results, it was Houston over Oral Roberts 83-45. Baylor beat Northern Colorado 95-62. Northwestern State took down TCU 64-63. And the game between Virginia and Northern Iowa was canceled. In other college basketball action, Texas Tech beat Louisiana Tech 64-55. Creighton took down Holy Cross 94-65. It was Illinois over Monmouth 103-65. And UCLA beat Norfolk State 86-56. Taking a look at today's schedule, in NBA matchups, the Grizzlies will play the Pelicans, the Clippers take on the Mavericks, the Knicks face the Jazz, the Spurs play the Trailblazers, and the Nets are in Sacramento to face the Kings. In hockey pairings today, it's the Canucks taking on the Sabres, the Capitals face the Panthers, the Devils play the Canadiens, the Maple Leafs take on the Penguins, it's the Stars versus the Lightning, the Flyers versus the Blue Jackets. The Wild take on the Predators. The Red Wings face the Ducks. And the Sharks are in action against the Golden Knights. In college basketball action, number 4 Kentucky takes on Michigan State in Indianapolis. Is number 15 Auburn in action against Winthrop? Number 1 North Carolina hosts Gardner-Webb. Number 19 San Diego State takes on Stanford. Is number 5 Kansas in action against number 8 Duke in Indy? Number 16 Alabama plays South Alabama. And number 23 Dayton takes on UNLV. That's a Tuesday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Today shows a 50% chance of rain throughout the morning, cloudy with a high near 42. Overnight tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Wednesday is calling for a chance of flurries in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 39, and continuing chances of flurries overnight Wednesday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low near 25.